Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is The Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. Hour number 3 here on a funky flashback Friday. Test your skills on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit prizepicks.com/odd100 and use code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100 today. We've got our man Lamar Mitchell, the BetMGM director of trading, joining us at the bottom of the hour. And then, of course, the NFL pigskin pickoff, which, of course, I won again last week. 3-2 was me. 2-3 was wrong.
Very nice. I'm happy for you. You got a copy of the Lions book, Chris? You see what I'm holding up?
Yeah, what is
it? Yeah, this is the book.
I don't believe it. We're good.
Right.
Oh, that's the one from
Barry Schumer. Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah, he was on.
The book is in. So now you don't want your book, do you? Your Lions book?
He can send it.
It's here. It's here.
Yeah, they can send it to my home address.
Are you sure, Chris? Because yeah. I could use these for Christmas gifts to Detroit.
Well, go ahead. We should have done that off the air, but yeah, go ahead.
What? Look at Steve DeSager shaking his head at me, Chris. Like,
Rob's did always he really talking. Say that? Didn't I say yesterday, repackaging?
I'm just saying.
Stealing my book that I was really looking forward to reading.
And then giving it to somebody in Detroit who could.
Unbelievable.
They would appreciate it, Chris. I'm just trying to be real. Are you going to read it? If you're going to read it, I'll make sure they send it to you.
I'm trying to promote Barry Schumer's books.
All right.
Yeah, I couldn't wait. I'm waiting with bated breath to read it.
All right.
I can't wait till it's here. I've been going to the mailbox every day looking for it.
When these books come in, I just go, there's another one off the Christmas list. Very nice.
All right, okay. Rob, speaking of that, I told you, my wife and daughter, one of my daughters, they're in South Africa.
They're still there?
Yeah, they get back tomorrow. You know, you go that far, it's a 17-hour flight.
First class on the way back, though, right?
Nah.
No, okay.
But it's a big plane. They're comfortable, believe me.
Okay.
But anyway, they sent me a picture today of my daughter eating a delicacy there in South Africa. It was called a termite.
She ate a termite? Did she really? Was it chocolate covered?
Picture, I don't know what it was. She was squinting up like she was being tortured.
I couldn't do it.
But they sent me a picture of her eating. And I assume my wife ate it too because I asked her what it was like. And she said it was really spicy. I said, was it good? She said it was different.
That means it was bad. For her not to be able to say, yeah, it was good. Different means bad. That's
yeah.
I mean, you don't say it's different, Chris. You say, yeah, it was good.
Different. different.
You ever had, you had alligator before, right?
Probably have had. I probably have.
Because that's a, you know.
Rubbery?
No, it tastes good.
I've had frog.
I don't want to say it tastes like chicken because everybody says that, but.
Right.
Alligator is good.
It's in the chicken family as far
as
taste.
Yeah, yeah, right. It is.
Texture, taste.
And yeah. And they have at Fish Bones in Greektown in Detroit, a Cajun restaurant, Chris, they have alligator voodoo. And it is delicious. Yeah. Every time I go there to that restaurant, I have alligator voodoo.
I believe that.
And it is really, really good. Fish Bones
in Detroit?
Yeah, you've been there. That's a popular restaurant.
A long time ago. I'm glad it's still there.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's all cultural, right? I mean, we're eating animals. It's just different types of animals that different cultures
look
eat.
Look at Alex. Alex immediately popped his head up because you said we're eating animals.
Yeah, speak for yourself, see.
Right.
I don't participate in that cannibalism.
Alex, I just finished in the first hour. You probably saw me. I finished a terrific vegan burger just a couple hours ago. It was delicious. I wish I had another one.
Look at you making moves, Chris.
California burger.
It was good, man.
And when I go home, Alex, I'm going to have some lamb chops. And you know what? The lamb doesn't go to college.
You didn't give it a chance, Rob.
What? The lamb doesn't go to college.
Give it a chance.
Doesn't get married, Chris. Doesn't buy a house.
Rob, you love old TV shows, right?
And where?
They're here for us.
Right, but you said you love old TV shows, right?
Yes.
You remember Lamb Chop?
Yes.
Yeah, what would have happened if you ate Lamb Chop?
Oh, it would have been a little difficult.
Right? Would have been a great show we missed.
But I would have put a piece of bread over her
mouth. Oh, gosh.
So I can eat that.
You're terrible.
All right, Rob, let's get into this NFL segment. Brock Purdy coming back with the Niners off the bye week.
The beginning of the end. Okay.
If this indeed is the end, it started 3 weeks ago. After just a historic start to his NFL career, first 10 starts, Rob, he had the highest passer rating in the history of football. Had not lost. He was 10-0. And like I said, arguably the MVP. I said he was MVP after week
five. For 30
five.
Minutes, right? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it was changing. It was, you know, early in the season, it's going to be like that. But through week five, he was playing well and the team was. And now they've hit a skid, lost three straight. Some injuries. Trent Williams, the left tackle out. That was huge.
That's a big deal, right?
Yeah, that was the biggest. And Christian McCaffrey was banged up. And now Brock Purdy himself had three touchdowns, five interceptions in those last three games after throwing none through the first five games of the year. So he comes back off the bye, and it's not going to be easy. They are playing at Jacksonville, and that's always dangerous, Rob, with the, you know, the West Coast trip. They're flying all the way across the country to play in Florida at 1 o'clock. So that's like 10 a.m. on Sunday morning for the Niners. They are favored by 3, but it's going to be an interesting game. And I want to ask you, what do you expect from Brock Purdy? And how long, like I asked Mike Jones, do you think he's got a long leash? He won't get benched this game.
No, but, nothing's going to happen now.
Right. Do you think at some point, like, if he has a bad game, let's not say if he plays the next four games poorly, he's getting bit. Yeah, we get that. But, you know, if he has another bad game, do you think he is very close to there would be a quarterback controversy in San Francisco?
I think what it would happen, Chris, is that people will start to reevaluate where he is. We just had Mike Jones from The Athletic.
They may have already done that.
But I'm just saying, another one, once you start getting some of your pieces back and you're still struggling. You know, like you could maybe justify it. Hey, no, he didn't have to.
Right.
Then you start getting some pieces back and he's still not playing well. Like Mike Jones said, and we remember we had that guy on from Pro Football Focus. You remember who said
Sam
that?
Monson.
Remember who said the numbers, like, they aren't as great as you think they are, like, their stuff. And then Mike Jones in hour one was saying that he talked to people, said he left stuff out there. Like, as right. well as he's played, there are some of those moments. And I think that's what happens, Chris, that there's really, like, a chance of people starting to say and starting to question, Was it everything else and he just was in the perfect situation at the perfect time? Or is he really a difference maker, an equal, a difference maker? And I think that's what's at stake, just the narrative. Not that anything's going to happen right now, but if this season goes from 5-0 to down in the tubes, Chris.
Right.
And it's because the quarterback play stopped being what it was, I really believe that people will start looking at him differently.
Well, and look, in being fair, the defense hasn't played well. They haven't gotten any pass rush. And they went out and got Chase Young from Washington in a trade. He has 5 sacks in 7 games this season. The highest 49er has 3 sacks. Nick Bosa and Hargrave as well. And so they weren't getting a pass rush. And so we'll see again. Good week for them because with the bye week, they had time to, you know, get Chase Young somewhat acclimated.
Right.
And so that should help. So the defense hasn't played well. They haven't been able to run the football. Trent Williams, as we said, has been out, so their run game has really suffered. So it's kind of – I'm not saying he's as good as Dak at this moment, but it's similar to that in that when he was just running the show and they had a run game and they had defense, he was doing his thing and they were winning. But when the defense failed, the run game failed, one of the great receivers got hurt, and you want him to put you on his back – he's not that guy. He may be one day. He may not
be. He ain't that guy now.
But he's not going to do that now. And we've seen that with Dak. And so I still do think he's a good quarterback. I think he'll bounce back. But what I'll say, Rob, this is a great test for him. It is a great test because he's been having trouble, at least the last 3 games, with the turnovers. Jacksonville is tied for the lead in takeaways
right.
this season. And they're second in interceptions. So it'll be interesting to see, can he avoid the turnovers against this team that makes a living picking balls off? So it's a good – if he gets through this and plays well and has no interceptions or maybe one interception but a lot of touchdowns, then I think a lot of the questions will subside. And people will lean more toward, yeah, he is the real deal. But if he struggles, even in a win, Rob, if he struggles, then people are going to still wonder, okay, is the bottom going to fall out again at some point? So it's a big game to see where he's at.
Yeah, and if he plays well, then that'll call off the dogs for right now, Chris. And if he doesn't, I agree with that. I just think that there are people who, because of his draft status and where he was, will always, as I told you before, there will always be, Chris, doubts until he's winning the Super Bowl. Like he can play well.
Because they've been far.
Right. He can play well all the way through and has 2 picks in the Super Bowl. And I said, see, we knew he couldn't do it. That's what it would be, even though he played well.
Because that was the case with Jimmy G.
Yep.
He got them to a Super Bowl. They weren't good in the years he was hurt. They were great in the years he was healthy. And still, people had questions about him. He's not that good. I mean, it's really, even though they're different, like Purdy's more accurate. I don't think he makes as many mistakes as Jimmy G. But a lot of the same questions, Rob, that were out there about Jimmy G are there about Purdy. Now, Jimmy G did have some comebacks and some late drives to win games. And so Will Purdy, that's what people want to see him do. But like I said, this is a good test for him. And the thing is, right, like this is a tough game. I mean, Jacksonville is obviously playing well. They've won 5 straight games. It's in Jacksonville. Like I said, it's the odd time for the West Coast team. So it's a tough game. But they really, beyond Purdy, they need this. I mean, if they fall to 5-4 – you've lost 4 straight off the bye. You lose like Jacksonville's on off a bye too, so that may nullify that. But usually, you feel like we're coming off the bye, we're gonna win, right? And so they need to get this thing straightened out, and it needs to start Sunday in Jacksonville. All right, we're gonna throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. How do you think Brock Purdy will play off the bye week? Will he bounce back to where he was a month ago? Or is this who he really is, the guy that struggles and throws interceptions? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcast.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All of your protection in one place is wonderful. Trust me, bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on Brock Purdy. What you expect? Do you expect a bounce back? Or is this who he is, the guy that's thrown the interceptions the last three games?
All right, Sergio in SoCal, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Sergio?
Chris, Rob, Alex, Rob, good to see all you guys. Like, well, not in studio, but, you know, on the show on the same night.
Yes, sir.
Hey, yep. Hey, quick question. Do you guys think that Alex will ever learn so much about sports that the game won't work anymore?
No.
Absolutely not. I don't pay attention.
He's too busy defending the animals.
Well, that is true.
Right?
I mean, you're going to eat them all.
He's a modern-day Tarzan.
I'm growing the hair out. You're right.
And his anime, too.
Yes.
Hey, guys. Everybody keeps ignoring that Brock Purdy, for the most part, other than the Browns game, played fairly well throughout the whole Vikings.
Stop.
And
no, he did. He actually... Yeah, he did.
They lost.
Yeah, but I mean, you can play well in a loss, but he didn't. He played poorly in the fourth quarter. You're right. Granted, in those last two games.
Yes, and that's part of the game, right? That's totally part of the game. Just like if he played horrible in the first and the game got two behind and he played wonderful in the fourth. But you know what I'm saying? But I just think that people are overblowing the interceptions, which were really bad because they lost us the game for sure in the Vikings and in the Bengals game. The Bengals game looked like the Niners were gaining some momentum until he threw, right before the half, he threw like a really careless interception right next to the red or right by the end zone where he just kind of tried to float it over the defender. He like snatched it from him. But other than that, I think Brock Purdy will bounce back and show that he's still the guy from the first 10 games. But of course, I think that people were also overblowing how good he really was.
Yep.
I think even as a Niners fan, I think he's going to come back to earth. He came back to earth and be a good quarterback, but not the elite Tom Brady, you know.
Right. Now, let me ask you this, Sergio, let me ask you this. If he has a bad game, I'm just say those three picks, just has a bad game. Will you start to reevaluate him in your mind if he does?
Three picks? 100%. That's
okay.
That's a hypothetical, right? But let's say he throws one pick, Rob, two touchdowns, and the game is in the balance, but the game is won. And you could say, you know what, he still didn't play that great, but the game was won. You know, he's always going to have that, you know, he didn't play all that great, but the team came up for him. Chase Young was a big addition, you know? So I just think that he's going to come back to being the same guy he's been, maybe make a couple mistakes, like, because he's the rookie he is or second-year guy he is. And I think people are going to see him to be exactly what he is, and that's a good quarterback, not a great quarterback.
All right, that's fair, Sergio. No, thanks for the call. Yeah, appreciate it. Andre in Massachusetts, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Dre?
Hey, what's going on? Listen, I got to agree with Sergio and that Brock Purdy. He's come back down to earth now. The honeymoon is over.
Right.
Okay, so he's talented. Okay, but he's no Trevor Lawrence. He's no Joe Burrow. You know, he's not an elite transcending quarterback. You know, he's a systems quarterback with very good head coach. So for him, the challenge is going to be now playing through his mistake. Let's see if he has some resiliency, right? All right, anybody can be the boy wonder. Everybody's All-American. But how do you let's see if he has a little bit of Jalen Hurts in him, you know, from a previous conversation.
Right.
In that Jalen had to take a backseat to Tua at Alabama. All right, he had
a lot of guys would have been crushed by that.
Jalen had a ton of challenges,
yeah,
you know, football-wise. Absolutely.
Okay, and now when he has success now, he's able to kind of go back and lean in on that. Now, with Brock Purdy, I do think he kind of has that dog in him. You look at his background. He's out there going back to his hometown on the tractor, you know, farming and doing all that. So he's got that. I mean, he's not I don't think he's a fickle person. But I do think, you know, now he's going to have to play through those mistakes, because if he's the reason the 49ers season ends early, you want to talk about a tsunami of criticism, and he's going to have to weather that. You know, if they lose, it's not people are going to be trying to kick Kyle Shanahan off the boat.
Yeah.
They're going to come for Brock Purdy, and he's going to have to be able. I think he can do it, but that's his next challenge. Thanks for taking the call.
Yep, no, that's fair too. No doubt about it. All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We got our man Lamar Mitchell coming up around the corner, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, our next guest is the BetMGM Director of Trading, and he is simply put the man. The one, the only, Lamar Mitchell. Lamar, welcome to the Odd Couple, brother.
Thanks for having me. How you guys doing tonight?
Lamar,
we're great, man. We're
great. It's always good to have you on.
We thought you would be in your car in 2 hour traffic there in Vegas. No.
I'm getting ready for the F1. You're right. Yes, sir.
All right, Lamar. Let's get it popping. Lots to talk about. Game of the week, at least to me, is the 49ers against the Jags. Niners have lost three straight, while Jacksonville's won five straight. They're both coming off the bye week, and yet San Francisco's holding pretty strong as a three-point home or road favorite. Where are the sharps on this one? I'm a little surprised by that line.
I have to agree with you right there, Chris. The sharps are on the Niners. Joe Public is on the Niners. No one's given Lawrence and the Jags any respect in this game, but they are, like I said, I'm surprised. I'm right there with you, Sharps and Joe Public, all on the Niners.
I know people don't believe they're going to lose four in a row. It probably has something to do with that. I like Jacksonville in this game. I really do. Let's go here. Lamar, C.J. Stroud, and the Texans are 4-1 against the spread this season as underdogs. This week, 6.5-point road underdogs against the Bengals, who will be without both Ty Higgins and Jamar Chase. How much could be? How much action are you seeing on Houston in this spot?
You know, it's funny. The Sharps are on Houston, but the Joes at about a 3-1 clip are all on the Bengals. So, you know, no one's given Houston any respect. No one's given the C.J. Stroud any chance in here except for the pros in the situation.
Look, I've got my issues with the Steelers, but they are 5-3. All right.
Well, a lot of people have their issues with the Steelers.
Right. I don't know how they're doing it. They're 3-0 against teams with losing records. So they're beating teams they're supposed to beat. So now they've got the Packers, which, again, there's a team they should beat, you would think. What kind of action are you seeing on Pittsburgh as a 3-point favorite against Green Bay?
Believe it or not, the Sharps are split. You know, they've taken the points and they've laid the points, but the public – agrees with you in that regard that, you know, the Steelers are beating up on teams that they're supposed to beat. We got about a 5-1 clip, more transactions on the Steelers than we do in the Packers. The Sharps are, they definitely agree that this game will go over the total of 37.5, which is up now to 39. So if you got a good total at 37.5 or 37, you got a solid number.
All right, let's go. Cowboys are whopping 17.5-point favorites at home against the Giants. But I read this week that in the last 20 years, teams favored by 17 or more points, only 5-11 against the spread, so history is not on their side. Where are the Sharps on this one? Because the Giants are awful. They don't have a quarterback. I can't see them covering the 17.5. I can't.
In this situation, the Sharps said that number might be too much for us to lay, and that number might be the right number because the Giants, like you say, they're banged up. Joe Public, all on the Cowboys, about 4-1 transactions in this situation. But, yeah, Sharps haven't touched this game in the total or the point spread. So that leads us to believe that this is a number that they could cover, and that number that might be 5-11 against the point spread might now go to 6-11.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I think that they blow them out because the Giants are awful.
All right, the Saints-Vikings, that's a sneaky big game in the NFC. Both teams, 5-4, seem to be finding their footing. Now that Josh Dobbs has been in Minnesota for more than a week and presumably knows some of the plays, how much action are you seeing on the Vikings getting 3 points at home? I'm guessing a lot.
You know what? It's even in this situation. I mean, the money's about even, and the ticket count is about even in this situation. And this tells me that a lot of people, believers in Josh Dobbs and the Vikings, with more than a week's, more than 2 days practice. But this also tells us that people believe what the Saints are doing right now. And it's kind of weird because how do you figure out the Saints? What identity do they really have? But we'll find out this weekend.
Right. No, that's right.
All right, our guest is Lamar Mitchell, of course, BetMGM Director of Trading. I am going to the Chargers-Lions game here in Los Angeles on Sunday, and I read this week that 86% of the bets this week at BetMGM are on the Lions, -3 on the road against the Chargers. I know everybody loves Detroit, but the Chargers have beaten their last two opponents by a combined 38 points. And is this shaping up to be a pros versus Joe situation? Because I got my dollars on the Chargers. What's happening?
Well, you sure are on fire, right, Rob?
Not as much as I was. Yeah. I was really hot.
Cooled down in a big way.
Yeah, not.
All right. So what we have here is the Joes and the pros are both on the Lions. I mean, the ticket count is about a 4-1 clip in favor of the Lions, and the pros have laid that number from 1.5 up to 2.5, where we currently sit at 3. So this is a situation where the most of the money, like you said, is coming on the Lions. We did take one large six-figure bet on the Chargers plus three, but Joe Public and the Sharps are all on the lines here. So you enjoy that game, and hopefully you can cash a ticket.
Yeah, you know, $100 parking and a $40 Diet Coke. I mean, my God.
All right, Lamar, Browns, Ravens. That features two of the top defenses, maybe the best two defenses in the league. Cleveland leads the NFL in yards allowed, only 234. Baltimore leads in fewest points allowed, 13.8. This feels like a classic AFC North street fight. Do the bettors agree with me, and are they just pounding the under 38 in this game?
You know what's funny? We opened it originally at 37.5. The Sharps laid that number up to, we went to 38.5. And they immediately bought that down back to where we are at 38. As far as the ticket count on this year, it's even. Bettors are looking at betting this total over the 38, and they're betting the same clip under the 38. So I agree with you. I think it looks like it's going to be classic, you know, November weather with this team's playing and knowing each other. So, yeah, it's going to be a tight game.
All right, the Raiders. I know they were really feeling good about themselves now that Josh McDaniels is out the door, and they beat up the Giants. We told you they're terrible. They're smoking cigars in the locker room. But this week, actually, they're actually one-point home underdogs to the Jets. Are the bettors not buying into these new-look Raiders? I mean, they should be favorite, no?
Yeah, you know, what's weird about that is, you know, since this is Raider country here, or Raider Nation, as they like to call it, we're at a 5-1 clip as far as the Joes on the Raiders. But the Sharps, as soon as that number came out, when we released that number late Sunday night, they laid that number on the Jets. It got back around to where the Raiders were, small favorite, and now it's back to where the Jets are, one-point favorites on the road. So the Sharps know something in this game here, but the way how the Raiders played under new coach Antonio Pierce, we'll see, because the public is definitely backing the Raiders here in this situation.
All right. That is our man, Lamar Jackson, as always.
Lamar Mitchell. Stop saying Lamar Jackson. Lamar
man,
Mitchell.
I'm sorry about that, Lamar, but I guess if I'm going to mix you up, that's a good guy to mix you up.
Hey, Lamar.
Absolutely.
Lamar, on Monday is 60 days before the big party at the MGM. Can you believe it?
I'm looking forward to it. I was just saying it. When you told me it was 90, now we're down to 60. You know, it's coming up soon.
Yeah, I can't wait. Thank
Lamar,
you,
I never miss Rob's birthday party.
I never go, so I never miss it.
Lamar, have a great
you
weekend.
You better be
brother.
There, Chris Broussard.
No, I'm going to be there.
You better
be
there.
I'm
going to
be there.
You too.
All right.
We'll see you.
Have a great weekend, brother. All right, more iCouple coming your way. It's the Pigskin Pickoff next. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
I need a cold shower.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, that was a progressive. No, it wasn't, but we're brought to you by Progressive. Progressive's making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and your car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Nice job, Alex, on the Funky Flashback Friday. Very much in those crates.
I'm dusty.
And it was fresh. Yes. It's time, folks, for the NFL Pigskin Pick Off.
You ready to retire? The Odd Couple is going to make you rich.
Gambling, vice, corruption.
It's their Pigskin Pickoff.
That's right. It is the NFL Pigskin Pickoff. Chris and Rob picking NFL games against the spread. And before we look forward, we got to look back because it was a winning week for Chris Broussard. Went 3-2. Rob went 2-3. But on the season, Rob Parker still comfortably ahead, a full three games ahead of Chris. But neither one is profitable right now.
Here I come.
Neither one is profitable.
I told y'all.
What do you mean?
Rob, you're picking 53% winners.
I just dropped that much? What was that, 60?
Yeah. I mean, what a slump.
Yeah.
I mean, you were 70.
You had a great week eight. You had a great week eight.
What was that, 4-1?
4-1.
Since then, the last two?
Week 6, 7, and 9, Rob, you went a combined 4-11.
Oh, God. Okay. I need to bounce back.
All that bragging you've been doing. Oh, I'm Shekel City. I'm rolling.
Rob G, was I not rolling?
You were.
Thank you for exposing the truth.
That's exactly why Lamar Mitchell texted me. He said, when Rob's winning, tell him to start betting because inevitably the roller coaster is going to come back down.
You're right.
He wants you to win when you're not betting with him.
I know.
Because as soon as you start feeling good about yourself, you bet money at BetMGM, you lose it all back.
And that's what happens. You go and bet more.
And now
they
build a whole F1 facility because Rob's losing all his money.
Man.
Meanwhile, here I come.
All right, guys, here we go. Let's get to it. Week 10 NFL games against the spread. Game number one, the Browns in Baltimore to take on Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. Ravens, 6.5-point home favorites. Chris, who do you like?
I like Baltimore to win the game, but I think this is a close one. I think it's a defensive battle, and Baltimore's obviously got the better offense. So I think they win, but I think it's close. And so I'm taking Cleveland in a loss with the points.
I'm going to take the Ravens. They've been playing well. They're at home. It's a big game, and the Browns do have a good defense. But I love where the Ravens are right now, and I think that can they win by a touchdown at home? Not like 8 points, you know. Can they win by a touchdown at home? Yeah, they can win by a touchdown at home. I'm going to take the Ravens -6.5.
Can they be up 4 late and then a Justin Tucker field goal that gets you to 7, and that kind of does the whole thing, right, Rob? All right, here we go. Game number two.
I like the way you think,
right? That's right.
Justin Tucker hits a 89-yard field goal. I'm just saying.
He could. The guy's a beast. Game number two, C.J. Stroud, MVP dark horse C.J. Stroud, in Cincinnati to take on Joe Burrow's Bengals. Bengals already without T. Higgins, could possibly be without Ja'Marr Chase, but they're 6.5-point home favorites. Rob, who do you like?
Sorry, Chris, but Stroud has his bad game finally in the NFL. He's been playing lights out. Those a couple of picks. It's easy for Cincinnati. I think the Bengals win by 10 at home against the Texans.
He already had his bad game.
No, another
Carolina.
One.
They lost to Carolina, believe it or not. I'm going with Cincinnati. I believe they'll win, just like Rob, but I'm going with Houston with the points. I think Houston, look, since starting 0-2, they've obviously gone 4-2 since then, but their two losses are on last-second field goals. Like, this team is better than we think. They're better than 4-4. So I think Cincinnati wins, but I think it's a good one.
All right, game number three, NFL Pigskin Pickoff. Chris and Rob, NFL games against the spread. This is a big one. Giants at Cowboys. Cowboys, at the time that I sent you this email, were 17-point home favorites. We're going to honor that, not the 17.5, sticking at 17. Chris, who you picking?
Give me Dallas. Yeah, I think it's the route. They beat up on tomato cans for the most part, except for Arizona. But yeah, I got Dallas in this one.
I just can't
Tommy
see how
DeVito
to,
or Danny DeVito, right, whoever their starting quarterback is.
I just can't see, Chris, any way, anyhow, the Giants muster up enough offense. And the Cowboys are at home, and you're right, they always rise to the occasion when they play the lesser thans, for the most part. For the most part.
So noted gambling man Rob Parker taking three huge favorites. I don't know if it's going to work out for you.
I'm just saying those are the three, but I got a couple other coming up. Right. Can we see the other two?
Niners, this is clearly the week 3-point road favorites in Jacksonville to take on the Jags. Niners slumping, Jaguars streaking. Rob, what do you like?
I'm going against the Niners. Brock Purdy has a bad game. I'm going to take the Jags.
Wow, you just don't like Brock Purdy.
What? I'm just saying he has a bad game. He's not a black quarterback, Chris. What are you talking about?
Chase Young makes a big difference. And Trevor Lawrence has not played well against pressure. He hadn't faced a lot, but when he has faced it, it hadn't been good. So I think the Niners get some pressure finally on the quarterback. I think they're refreshed. Trent Williams is back. Christian McCaffrey is getting closer to 100%, and obviously Debo's back as well. I got the Niners, but this one scares me a little, but I'm going with the Niners.
All right, last one, the Pigskin Pickoff, Rob Parker's Detroit Lions, 3-point road favorites in L.A. against Steve DeSager's Chargers. Chris, who are you picking and why?
I'm going with Detroit. They're coming off the bye week. And the Chargers are playing a little better, but only a little better.
A little. They've won the last two games by a combined 38 points.
The Chargers?
Yes.
Yeah, nah, I don't believe. I'm going with Detroit.
I am not going with the Lions. Are you kidding? This is one of those games.
It's personal.
It's not personal. I'm just telling you. I like where the Chargers are. You know I'm not a big fan of the head coach, Brandon Staley, but they have been playing better, and this is a matchup
situation. Rob, they beat the Bears and the Jets.
Rob, you picked all five home teams.
No, but they're not all favorites.
No, but it's just –
it's going to be –
they're not all favorites.
I don't know if that's going to work out for you, man.
This is not only the week that I catch him. It's the week I pass him.
But they're
My
not all
goodness.
Favorites, Rob. Here G, I it's a come, big difference.
Y'all. Here I come. Alex, get the bongos ready. It's about to be on, baby.
The champ is here.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.